Youth Buck Tees and Wastemans. You already know who it is, who it be. It's your boy Ideen, co-hosted by your boy Ali. What you saying? What you saying?
It's been a good week. How about you? What's up with
Been
you?
chilling, bro. That shout out Costco.
Ah,
We
shout
shouted
out
them out in
Costco.
previous weeks, but yo, they don't what's the word I'm looking for here? They don't
Mess
fail to
around.
surprise me every time
True. You
with
know
how good it is.
you know what we did this week that we haven't done before. So
Yes, sir. Tell the man that put him on game.
I don't know when they added this, but Costco now has like a self-serve, like the same way like McDonald's and stuff does. But like Costco, because they have so few options on the menu, which is fine. It's super straightforward. It's literally three taps, you're done. You go pick up your food. Easy. Instead of
Easy.
waiting through that line that's always like at least like five or six people long, literally there was like eight stations, all of them were empty. We just pulled up, tap, 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 done.
And I
Get
know
paid at the
damn
machine,
well
go.
every single one of you guys, antisocial than a mug. All y'all introverted, even if you are extroverted, still easy.
Yeah, like
But for all you introverted folks and whatnot, bro, tap, get you some fries, get you some food.
the only issue with it was like Costco has two hot dogs with the Polish sausage and then the all beef. They didn't have the all beef one on the self-serve. But like
Rest in peace, my Muslim
still
brewskis. Rest in
the
peace.
other thing Costco added, which like I don't know when they added this, but then I have like next to the soft drinks, there's coffee stations. And I don't know when they added that.
I don't even know how you're supposed to get the coffee. Is it complimentary?
I don't know. Like, I don't know if you pull up with like a soft drink cup and like just fill it with coffee, but like that sounds like AIDS because the soft drink cups are like huge.
Yeah.
I don't
And
know
of course
who's
you gotta
trying.
fill to the top,
I don't know who's trying to have an XL coffee. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's even larger than XL. It's like triple XL.
Like,
Double XL? We'll get to that
speaking.
later. We'll get to that a little later on.
Yeah,
Costco,
no,
Costco.
because like I don't think there's any. I haven't seen any coffee like pricing on the menu. Although, granted, I didn't look, but like, still.
Allie, what's your record for showing Costco memberships? Like successful walk-ins without it?
Every time I have to, and I know we talked about this before, but like literally last time we went, okay, both people, like when you're walking out, right, there's a person on either side who like check receipts and stuff to make sure everyone like got like what they like paid for and stuff like that, right? So there's two people, like there's one on either side, right? Both of them were occupied, so I'm like, I'm gonna sneak through the middle. Ain't nobody gonna notice, right? They're not gonna ask me this time. I sneak through the middle. The one chick, she finishes up super fast. She's like, "Hey!" She calls me back. She's like, "Yeah, can I see your membership?" I'm halfway through the store. Okay, not really, but like, I'm like a fair distance away. Okay, like I've taken at least like a good another like three, four, five steps. After going in, like past them, okay. She called me back. She's like, "Yeah, you got a membership?" Like, I don't know what it is. Like,
It's a sweater, bro.
if it was once, I'd be one thing. If it was twice, okay, so coincidence. Three times, I'm unlucky, which is a fact. But every time,
I'm not having it. I'm not having it no more. I'm
something's not
fed up with
right here,
Costco.
dude. Something's not right here, and I don't know
Nah, Ali, the
what's
food
going
court's
on.
worth it. The food court's worth the discrimination. Don't worry.
Dude, but like, I don't even know if it is discrimination. Like the
It
thing
might
that
be.
I just don't know what it is. Like, let me make you guys understand, okay? We pulled up with a white guy. They still asked for my membership. Like, I don't understand. Like, white people are the universal, like, get by everything, right? Everybody trusts white people, right? They still ask for my membership. I don't get it, man. I just don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I know all you listeners, they try to follow my footsteps. Try to follow big homie's footsteps. I'm big homie myself, y'all little homies.
It's
Alright,
not
listen
hard.
up, listen
It's
up.
not hard. His feet look big.
I'm sorry, I failed you guys. I have failed you guys. I
Was
pull up to Costco. I pull up to Costco. You already know what type of shit I be on. You see my A&W orders.
that?
You see my McDonald's order. You see the finesse with me. That's big homie status. What I do at Costco? What did I mess up? And then
Missed a
I got
menu.
put on game. So let me put y'all on game.
Oh,
So I ordered a poutine this week, like Allie did. Allie
yeah,
bought one
same.
too.
We woke up
Low
with
key,
teams.
sidetrack real quick. The poutine, yo, I swear it's missing salt. So
Yeah, I mean, I
unless you
don't know.
like proper poutine, like the fries were good, the cheese curds were good, the gravy's good, all separate.
I mean,
But
you
then you
can.
put them all together. I swear I couldn't find like any salt in there.
You can speak for yourself. Okay, mine like Ideen's was fine. Mine was like not like the
Oh.
cheese was not melted.
Yeah, Ali's was
Like
bricked.
I got bricked. Like I got finessed like pretty hard. Like I don't know what happened with mine. Like I don't know if maybe mine was like if they just like really did it up really quick or like if it was like the end of the like old batch or before they made the new one. But like my fries were like not cold. But like I don't know if they just didn't put the gravy on like everything properly or like what, but like the cheese was just not the cheese was cold. Like cold, like not melted at all. It was kind of disappointing. But anyway, yes, back to salt.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right. So, poutine, I think it's like 469 or something.
Something like that.
So, instead of paying that, what you do, go get you a fries, right? Fries around like $2. Get you a gravy on the side, 30 cents. And then get you a cheese curds on the side. And you save yourself like $1.50.
I'll be
It's like,
honest. I'd never seen cheese curds on the side. I don't know how that man ordered
I have no clue, but he put me on game.
Yeah.
So next time I want a poutine, shit, I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, but at the same time, I don't know if he just got blessed and they asked him, yo, you want that separate or you want it as a poutine, or if that's like a standard thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know like they asked him, but the thing is, bro, just finesse the system. Don't make them think you scamming them. Don't make them think you're the finesse king. Order it separate and be like, yeah, I want it separate. Don't make the poutine. I
Yeah.
put the gravy on the fries and I eat the cheese curds later. Give me it separate.
Or yeah, and
Like,
then you just
do
make the
something like
poutine
that, you know?
yourself. Make sure everything's nice and melted,
Exactly.
nice and toasty.
Exactly.
And
Now you're
then
blessed. Now
you sit
you
there,
bought you a poutine, $3,
you
one
sit
shot.
there, you take a picture before and after you make the poutine. You gotta post that on the gram with the caption. You know, your boy out here saving
Hell
money and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
no, yo. People that take pictures of their
No.
food, off. Actually,
Did
off.
I
Like, what are
actually
you doing, bro? I
can't?
don't even have time. The second it comes out, bro, I'm munching. Like, I don't know what you're on about.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, I can't understand it either. Like, I just don't like. I don't like. Who are you taking that picture for?
Literally, like, my father's gonna look at that and be like, okay, yo, sick, he had a burger at this shop.
Like,
Let me double tap. Like, what does that like get me? Absolutely
I
nothing.
don't understand. Like, is it supposed to be like a flex? It's like, oh, I can eat this and you can't. Like, I don't understand. Especially like if it's like a fancy restaurant and you like taking a picture of like some next stuff, okay, that's one thing. But like
Yeah.
still I don't really understand it really, but like that's one thing, okay? Or
Yeah.
if you're taking like a birthday pic, so you take the pic with the birthday cake, like that's separate, okay? But like if you pull up to McDonald's and you take a picture of your burger before you eat it, bruh,
Ali, this is
what
where
are
the
you doing?
difference comes in. This is where the difference comes in, Ali. You pull up to McDonald's, get your junior chicken, take a picture. No. Get out the store, get off Instagram, get off everything.
True.
You go to McDonald's, you get a junior chicken, you customize that bitch, that's where you can take the picture.
Still though, like
When
what's the
you do
point?
what I do, you
What's just
deserve
the
it.
point? Like okay, if you're taking the picture to educate the masses on the wave,
That's the only reason. That's
that's
the only reason you should
respectable,
be.
okay? That's respectable. If you're just doing it for a flex, like you take a picture and you're like, so good, and you post that to Instagram, like bruh, it's McDonald's. Like who are you flexing on?
Speaking of McDonald's and putting y'all on game, I saw this post on 6buzz. A lot
Yeah.
of y'all people probably saw it, but I ain't even know, bro. I've been lacking. I'm sorry, boys. I've been lacking. I gotta get my game on. I gotta hit y'all with the facts. All right, so this man pull up. He get a junior chicken. He had extra mayo, extra lettuce,
Okay.
no charge.
Yeah.
Extra patty, $1.50. And then he adds extra bun somehow for no charge. I don't know how they add extra bun. I have
I'm pretty
no
sure you can
clue.
do it.
I think so too, but like it's probably a special request type vibe, you
I
know?
don't know.
I
I
don't
don't
know
know if
how.
you have to go through the counter for that though, or if it's through
I
the
think so. Definitely through the counter.
like I think
100% through the
I'm
counter.
pretty sure you can change the bun through their like service, but like I don't know if you can add extra.
Yeah, I'm unsure. Anyways, you add all that. Extra charge comes out to $1.50. You have two junior chickens now. Junior chicken base price is $1.99. That's 49 cents plus tax saved right there.
I'm gonna be honest, I did not see this video, but this sounds like
Yeah, no, it's not a video,
so
it's a picture, bro. The guy had a picture of his it was like a double junior chicken sandwich type vibe. And he had the receipt beside it too.
I saw the picture and I didn't get it at the time because I didn't really like look at the receipt.
Seen.
I didn't
I saw
understand what was
that.
going on.
Bro, shake my head, bro. I'm gonna have to go figure out some new shit for
Yeah,
y'all.
yeah. So that's the one
Some
where he had like
original
the
shit.
three patties, right? The one on top,
Yeah,
bro,
yeah,
and then
yeah,
one in the
yeah,
middle.
yeah.
Yeah,
The in the
okay.
middle was the buns. I don't know.
Yeah, that's
Maybe
what
that
I
was a
meant.
Big
That's what
Mac.
I mean, buns, not patties. Sorry.
Yeah,
Yeah, I saw
that's
that
the one.
picture and I was looking at it, I was like, okay, I don't understand, right? Now you explain it makes sense, yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. If when I was going through Instagram, if it's like if it requires me to like look deeply at a picture, I just skip it. If it's a video, I skip it. Like I'll watch the video, but I never turn the sound on my phone, so like I
I don't know
don't know
why you
what's
don't.
happening in the
I don't
video.
know why you don't.
Well, I just
Like,
like
bro,
I
just
generally
chill.
like I go on Insta when I'm bored and like I can't do something else, right? Which means either I'm like in the car with like my fam, in which case I don't want like random Instagram videos blaring through my phone for obvious reasons. Or I'm at like
Makes sense.
work, in which case I don't want Instagram videos blaring through my phone for obvious reasons. So it's like, you know, I tend to go on Insta in situations where I just don't want audio.
See.
Regardless, like my phone is almost like 100% always on vibrate. Like I almost never take it off.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I don't know. I like to
Yeah, no,
keep
my phone stay on
my
silent.
yeah, I like to keep whatever's going on my phone like personally, you know what I mean? Unless I have
Yeah.
a reason to put audio on.
I mean, you do you, boss. But yeah, my phone stay on silent, bro. People always ask me like, "Yo, why your phone on silent? Yo, why didn't you pick up my calls?" Like, bro, think about it like this, right? My phone on silent, right? If I get your call, I get your call. Like, it's gonna reach my phone.
Yeah.
But is God gonna allow me to pull my phone out while it's ringing? That's the real test. Son,
Does
I let my mom
God
call me like eight
want
times, didn't even pick up. I didn't even know. So it just went to voicemail. But
Does
sometimes
God
I pick it
want
up
me to
the
pick up
second
the
it starts
phone?
ringing.
Does
That's
God
fine.
want me to pick up the phone? That's the question. Are
That's
you,
the question.
does God think that you are important to me? Is this conversation important to me? God knows.
Exactly. Exactly.
God knows.
Plus, bro, if you really want me like that, like, yo, you can catch me like in so many different
Yeah, you can
methods.
catch
Like,
these hands. Like, what do you say?
yeah, yo, these hands rated E for everyone. Come on.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, I leave it. But like, why do you put it on silent though?
I don't like the vibration. I don't like the sound of any notifications. They all cheese me.
Yeah,
Like,
like I don't have mine on like noise, cause like again, like I just don't want it going off in like public places. Especially cause my ringtone. You know my ringtone.
your ringtone elite.
Yeah, my
That would have been
ringtone
the
is
squad
elite.
ringtone, but yo,
The edit was not clean.
kind of flop, kind of flop.
Yeah. Like that's on me. I couldn't edit it properly. Not audio editing genius yet. If you guys couldn't tell from the podcast, shitty audio. Anyway, that's besides the point. But yeah, so like, don't want that going off in public. Well, like I don't really care if it goes off in public. Don't want it going off in like professional environment. You know what I mean?
Middle of an interview.
Yeah, don't want that going off. So anyway, so like that's why my phone never goes on like sound, and then I can leave it on vibrate because no one messages me anyway. Like I don't get any notifications, whether it's on vibrate or on silent, it's basically the same thing. Like the only like things I get are the random like spam Chinese calls, which let's not even get like I don't understand what's
Where?
going on with the Chinese
How?
calls. Like I don't
Who?
like I just don't get it.
Yeah,
I don't
I don't
know.
think. No,
I
Ali, you get it. You get it. You definitely get
Yeah, I definitely get it.
the
I just don't understand the calls.
calls. We've been getting
Yo, I almost forgot about this. So I got a wrong number. Like somebody called my phone by mistake, right? Some guy speaking Spanish. Okay.
Orale.
So they asked. I have no idea. I have no idea how I figured this out. Okay, but they were talking to me in Spanish, and they asked if somebody was present. So my response was, "No, señor, wrong number." And he was like, "Ah, okay," and then hung up. I was like, "You got it?
Bro, you should have just went into like Google Translate, just started translating stuff.
Like literally, I had no idea what he was saying, but I think I heard a name or something, so I figured he was asking for someone. So I was like, "No, señor."
Hola,
It was a
señor,
bad
¿cómo
one.
estás? ¿Cómo
No,
estás,
I did
señor?
French, so I don't speak Spanish. I did French in high
Bro,
school,
have you
but
not been enough? Have you not been around enough Spanish people to pick up like
I
certain
mean,
things?
I know some stuff just from like watching Narcos and stuff like that. I don't know if it's the same for like everyone. Well, actually, I know it's not the same for everyone, but like I pick up languages really fast from like just hearing them. Like hearing them with subtitles, like I can figure out the words pretty quickly. Like I did that with Narcos, like I figured out like a bunch of just like Spanish just off that. And I do the same thing with like not that anyone like watches anime or anything like that, but like
Yeah,
if I
anime.
were to do that, you know, like Japanese and subtitles, like easy picking up Japanese, you know what I mean? So it's like I don't know, like I'm just like that, so
Yeah, like if you were to watch anime, right? Yeah.
yeah, if I were to watch
Yeah,
anime.
same.
Because who watches anime?
Exactly.
Yeah, but anyway, no, so like yeah, I don't know. So I have like I just it the, but this pisses me off too. So like I know a bunch of words in like just a bunch of different languages, right? But whenever I go to like actually talking that language, I always pull a word for like a day. I pull it in a different language. Like I'll be trying to say something in like Arabic, right? And then I'll be like trying to think what's the word, what's the word? And I know the word, right? But like I'm trying to like pull it up, and I always get it in French or something. Like I'll just be trying to like I'm dyslexic with like mental like speaking.
Capacities, you know?
Yeah, like I don't know what's going on. So I'll be trying to speak in French, and I'll get the word in English, and that's it. And then no, not that one, that one. I'll cycle to my brain, and I'll pull it up in Arabic instead. I'll be like, fuck. You know what I mean? So it has screwed me over on more than one occasion.
And I've done that from time to time, but I don't flip between languages too often, like mentally.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's just like a matter of like. Although, like, dude, I don't know how linguists do it. Like people who know like four or five languages, like fluent in all of them, like that's insane to me.
Shout out Joel Embiid.
Like I can speak, like currently I'd say I'm obviously like super fluent in English. I'd say I could get by in Arabic
You
and
sure about that one,
French.
buddy?
Okay, I'm not completely inbred in English. I think I could get by in Arabic and French, like having a conversation. And then like I know bits and pieces of like a bunch of other different languages, but like nowhere near fluency. Like I can pick up like bits and pieces of Spanish, like I was saying, and like Japanese and stuff like that. And then I know like what else do I know? I have some random words in some other languages, but like it's just a matter of like if I were to go like full ham on like all those things, like I don't know that I'd be able to do it. Like just me specifically, like I feel more like the more languages I learn, the more it's gonna screw me over when I try and speak in a different language, because I'm just gonna pull it
See,
up in a different like I'm gonna have to cycle like six times to get to the right word, you know what I mean? I'd be like car, no that's not the right one. Voiture, no shit. Automobile, no that's not it either. Damn, and by that point it's just awkward, you know what I mean? So yeah, it's a rough life.
don't sound that rough, you
Yeah,
know? It could be worse, you know?
that's that first word problem right
First world problem type beat.
there.
Yeah, can I get a first world problem type beat with the
Oh
language filter on it?
my God, you ever run a third world simulator?
Yeah. Yeah,
You
third
ever
world
do that
simulator.
sometimes?
Yeah, from time to time.
Just live in first world and then give yourself third world problems. Third world simulator.
Yeah.
Try sometime.
Yep.
So pretty neat.
Nifty, nifty. Nifty's a
Nifty.
cool word.
Dude, the English language is actually wild.
What's that?
English language is so wild.
That is a fact.
Nothing makes sense in English. Anyway, that's a sidetrack for another day.
Yeah.
Where the hell
Yeah,
how did we get
shout out the
there?
boy. I don't know.
Oh,
Shout out the boy Flacco. He out.
we back.
He doing good for himself.
Did they ever? I didn't actually like. I know I heard he was out, but I didn't like hear like. Did they charge him with anything?
No. The judge trying to decide his case.
Oh, he's out on bail.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if he paid or not. I'm pretty sure the judge just released him from prison,
Well,
but is
then.
still waiting to decide the
Then
case.
he'd
He
be out
hasn't
on
paid.
bail. Well, like it. I don't know. I
A
don't know
bail
how it
you have
works
to
in.
pay for. I know you
Right,
have to pay
but
for bail and
Sweden.
bond.
So Sweden might be slightly different, right? So like here we pay for bail, but like I don't know how the Swedish system works. Like I don't know if you'd be, I don't know if their like system still requires you to pay bail.
Anyways,
And in
Ali.
any case, like here, if you pay bail, you get it back.
Ali, don't worry. Ali,
As
it's
long as you
okay.
don't run.
Ali, it's been a rocky week. Get home ASAP.
Shout out my boy, Big Cheeto, out there in
Big Cheeto, are you dumb?
the
That's ASAP Cheeto right there.
States.
That's ASAP Cheeto
True.
to
Nah,
you.
I saw one. I saw one post. It was like ASAP Mob. They googled that on. They googled it, right? You had Rocky, and then you had ASAP Trumpy.
Trumpy's a sick name. What the ASAP Trumpy? That's lucky heat.
Oh my god, dude, the Trump memes have been so funny. Oh my god, just
Actually,
Trump walking around with w a wave, AirPods in, and a Glock by his side. Yeah, we'd like
stay
to
tripping.
welcome the newest member of the ASAP mob, ASAP Trumpy. Walks out on
Hey,
stage.
Ali, this is how I'm gonna know if you're a real hip hop fan. Using the ASAP Mob's cozy tapes.
No, I don't
Shake
think
my
so.
head.
How about?
Shake my head.
I
I'm
don't
gonna
think
have to
so.
shake my head a couple
I'm gonna
times
go
on
with
that one.
no, just because I'm not sure.
Bro, you gotta listen to cozy tapes. They're so good.
Is that where the no homo we slipping on semen comes from?
No,
Am I thinking
that was an
something else? That
interview.
was an interview, right? Okay.
Yeah, cozy tapes is an album.
Yeah, that's yeah. I'm tripping.
Boy, get your rap lingo up.
Yeah, dude, there's
Ali,
so many albums. It's
you fluent in
so
French,
hard.
bro. I'm fluent in gangster. That's what
I
I'd be
mean,
fluent in.
I can speak that talk, but no, there's so many albums now. It's so hard to keep track of them all.
Yeah, just go on Spotify and if you just scroll a little down on the hip hop section, it'll show you the new releases
Oh, is it
regarding
new?
hip hop. Yeah, it shows the updated album releases on hip hop.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I don't scroll on Spotify at all.
Damn.
I'll like every
Nah.
once in a while, I'll hear like, oh, this new album dropped, and then I'll go check it out, and then like. I'll add
Oh,
whatever I like to
you
like my
whack.
playlist and stuff, but like I usually don't go looking for new stuff.
Damn, I always go looking for new stuff. Gotta make sure my playlists stay up to date.
Well, I just figured that like I'll get the new stuff through you goons anyway, so
Yeah, through me, you know?
yeah, through your
Don't say you
trash
goons, say
music,
me. Huh?
trash. Listen
Excuse me?
Blueface, you trash.
Alright, Blueface is a G. If you don't like Blueface music, there's something wrong with you. You
Listen,
don't know what
okay.
a bop is.
Listen, okay? Here's my issue. Blueface could rap on a beat, but he chooses not to. For no
Yeah.
reason. It just sounds so wrong.
No, it sounds perfectly fine, bro.
It's painful.
Literally, he's so off beat that it's back on beat. You know what I'm saying?
That's not
That's how it worked.
he's a full period off beat. So he's
Nah,
actually
he
still on beat.
was.
So if you
He
measure the amplitude of his
was.
pitch and then do a 2 pi period shift. You'll find that he's still on beat. Yeah, shout out to anyone who got that reference. Anyway, moving on.
I got it, but the brain capacity is not there. But I get what you're saying.
What's up?
Yeah, bro. Free Flacco campaign is no longer a thing.
Well,
Now,
I don't know. If
what
he's
we
just
gotta
out on
do?
bail, you gotta keep it up.
I mean, I guess,
Although,
but like,
like
I'm trying to get new Flacco music. That's what
from
I'm
what
trying to
I,
get.
yeah. I guess he could record on bail. From what I saw though, it looked like he actually got released. Like I could be completely wrong on
I'm
that. I don't know, but like it
pretty
was
sure
just,
you're wrong. Pretty
yeah.
sure.
I probably am, but like I just saw stuff saying like Trump had like sent like letters to Sweden like saying there'd be consequences if they didn't release him. And then he's now out. Like that,
Trump sends that to everyone,
yeah.
bro. He tells everyone,
I
yo, there'll be consequences.
agree, but like what I'm saying is like if they didn't like fully release him, if he's just out on bail, then I feel like there wouldn't be like as much of a hype. You know what I mean? I don't know. I could be completely wrong.
Pretty sure you're wrong, but hey, I could be completely wrong too.
I don't know. I did no research on this whatsoever. So yeah. You know, it's pretty standard.
Yeah.
This is a low budget podcast. We do approximately 0 minutes of research before every episode. So,
I basically what I do instead of doing research, I don't do research. And that's how I get by.
Basically, if we ever need to do research, we do it mid-podcast.
Yeah.
And then that way, we
That way you know we stay real, right? You know?
we eat up podcast time. I mean,
Come on.
like it just it's more current, you know.
You guys know, you know the vibes.
We just trying to get to that 10-minute mark to get that YouTube monies.
The ad revenue, baby.
Yeah.
Even though if we put it on YouTube, demonetized.
On site.
All right.
YouTube would just come along, they just start sniffing. What's that? Is that explicit content? Demonetized.
Bye-bye. Off our platform.
Honestly,
Peace.
though, like we mark these things as explicit just to be safe, but like I don't really think these are explicit. Like, not really.
Pretty sure saying vulgar words is explicit. Pretty sure.
Yeah, but like we barely swear like on the podcast.
What was that?
We barely swear on the podcast. Like
What the
we're
fuck
not
was
like
that?
all right, buddy, calm down. Calm
You say that one
down.
more fucking time?
There goes this one. Demonetized.
Yep,
Anyway.
explicit boys.
But like no, so anyway, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah,
I
bro.
feel
In
I feel
other
like
rap news,
I feel probably borderline. Anyway, yeah. Other
in
rap
other
news.
rap news, week back, you know, gotta stay up to date, you know, boys.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't listened to the Double XL Cyphers, I'd have to say, actually, good for you.
I haven't.
Them bitches was whack this year, except I'm gonna tell you who carried it.
Yep. Who is in it this year? Just before you start.
I got you on a list. I got you on a
Yeah.
list. This is off brain, off top. Let's start. Blueface.
Trash.
All right, Blueface. We have YBN Cordae. We have
Trash.
Megan Thee Stallion.
I
We
don't
have
know who that
Tierra
is.
Whack.
Don't know who that is.
Yeah, her last name Whack, and that's in real life too.
True.
It's kind of wild. It's kind of
That's
sick.
unfortunate, honestly. That's some bullying
I
material,
did
but
say YBN Cordae. I did say Blueface, Tierra
yeah.
Whack, Megan Thee Stallion, Lil Mosey,
Okay.
YK Osiris,
All right. Is he related to
Gunna.
Miley Cyrus?
No.
Oh. Just coincidence, huh?
Gunna.
Gunna? Yeah, okay.
Rico Nasty,
Okay.
DaBaby.
Is that the same as a little baby, or is that separate?
No, that is DaBaby.
I mean, it sounds kind of like little baby, you
Oh
know?
my, bro, my brain not working. My brain not working. Comethazine.
Hey, co-methazine. Was a little baby on
Yeah.
last year?
Little baby?
Yeah. Or has he just not been on yet?
I don't think he's been on.
Really? They didn't put him on this year then?
Yeah, they didn't. They put Gunna on.
Huh.
I
Interesting.
mean, they don't choose who's on. It's the fans.
Oh,
Fans vote.
really?
Yeah, it's this entire voting process. The rappers throw a pitch and then the fans decide. But like, the pitch doesn't really affect it because who cares about a pitch, right?
Yeah.
You're gonna vote for your favorite rapper.
I mean, honestly,
Anyways.
I haven't looked into like this Double XL at all. I listen to the cyphers like basically when you guys play them, but that's about the extent of my interaction with Double XL.
I like to keep up with them because you know
Yeah, up and coming
they
artists
show
and
the
stuff.
talent and they show the fluffs.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know, like,
Right.
yeah.
So let me tell y'all this. Lil Mosey, he bricked this cipher.
Standard.
Complete brick.
You have
And
Lil in your
Ali,
name, you're trash. Like,
obviously you didn't watch it.
yep.
So let me tell you this. Lil Mosey, I think he either forgot what he was gonna say,
Oh, God.
or is it, like something happened. Basically, what he said was, basically the beat was lame, is what he said.
The beat was
So he's
late?
trying to lame, LAME.
Okay.
So he's like,
So he tried to
"Who
pull a
picked this lame
Kodak.
ass beat?" Yeah, he tried to pull Kodak swag.
Yo,
Shake my head, you don't
baby
disrespect
little
Kodak.
sorry
Like
ass beat.
when Kodak came out, said that shit, and you saw literally who was it? 21 Uzi and Yachty in the background, literally die.
I'll just die.
They're just dying of laughter. Holy. That was a great cipher. 2016, 2017, 2016,
Yo,
whatever year
who
that was.
fuck made this
That
little
cipher was
sorry
the
ass
one of the best
beat?
ones.
True.
One of the band's
That one and
best ones.
what was it? It was I think that year was also Lil Dicky and Designer.
Oh
Was that same year? Yeah.
yeah. Designer had an entire song dedicated to a cipher.
Lil
Lil Dicky came out with some heat, and it
Dicky
was
came out.
Anderson .Paak. Anderson .Paak low-key went off.
Dude, Lil Dicky came out with some heat and just go went to Designer. Yeah, do the thing, do
Yeah,
the
do your thing, do your thing, do your thing. All right. So Lil
Hey,
Mosey
continue.
bricked the cipher.
Yes,
YK
standard.
Osiris also bricked the cipher. Why is
Pause.
there?
Pause one
Yep.
time. If you have Lil in your name, you're trash on site. Okay, moving on.
I. Lil Wayne.
Trash. Wait, never mind.
Ah,
I
I got
take
you there. Not
nah, nah.
disrespect.
Lil
You can't
Wayne,
say that. You can't say that, dude.
Lil Wayne, the OG. If you a Lil after Lil Wayne, you're trash.
Nah. You can't even say that, Ali. There's I don't know who's Lil. Alright,
Who
let's do some research mid-podcast. Let me type Lil in here. Lil Tekka Flame. Don't disrespect Tekka's.
I've
Lil
never heard of
TJ,
it
Lil
in my
TJ
life.
Flame.
Never heard
Lil
of him in
Dicky.
my life.
Lil Dicky.
Oh, yo, I take it back. I take it back. I take
Sheesh. Don't talk. You can't even talk.
Outside of Lil Wayne, Lil Dicky.
Shut up. You can't say that, bro. You can't exclude certain individuals. Alright, Lil Xan. Come
Trash.
On. I know.
And also missing a couple of chromosomes, but that's a
different Lil John. Lil John.
I don't know who that is. Is that Marhon?
My head, bro. You don't even listen. You can't make these statements and not listen to rap, bro.
Dean, if I haven't heard of them, they're trash.
You trash. Like, what was I saying? Right, YK Osiris?
Yeah.
Why was he singing? Like, I know that's his main, like, shtick. He was singing.
I mean, that's probably
singing
why he was singing.
Individual. But, like, the last time I heard someone that sung that was good on a cypher was August Alsina. When he was dropping the chorus to the chants and... I think it was Vic Mensa.
Yeah.
Vic Mensa, Chance, Kevin Gates,
yep.
August.
That was it.
And
I think
there's
it was just
one
four.
Last. No. Isaiah Rashad.
Oh, yeah.
That cipher was really good as well. I actually really liked August's chorus on that. Anyways, yeah, YK Osiris bricked hard. Tierra Whack, she got the beat cut off. She's like, yo, DJ D-Rec cut the beat, right? Type vibe.
Yeah.
She cut the beat. She has some nice bars in there. Rico
okay,
Nasty.
But like, hold on.
Yeah,
one time.
Yeah, go ahead.
You can't cut the beat on a cypher.
They did.
No, I understand that they did, but like that's stupid. Like that defeats the whole purpose.
Boy, you didn't say this when you didn't say this when X dropped his cypher.
Okay, but X, excuse me, X's cypher was not.
X's cypher low-key heat, bro. I kind of looked at that today.
Anyway, we're not gonna talk about X's cypher.
Feel
Dude,
plentiful,
don't speak,
death will
don't
be
speak,
bountiful.
Don't
I will kill all of
the dead,
you peasants.
Don't speak ill of the dead. Anyway, that's we'll get back to X. Okay, but anyway, like the point of the cipher is just to like you know like show like hey you deserve to be here. You're a good rapper, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you gotta cut the you can't rap on a beat. How are you gonna be a good rapper? This ain't
I don't
rap
think
battery.
I don't think that's the thing. I don't think that's the thing. It's
no,
not that you can't rap on beat. It's you choose to rap on beat and the or sorry, you choose to rap with the beat off.
Right.
To
but,
show demonstrate your bars. You don't need
okay,
the beat to carry. You got
no,
your bars to carry. That's
I,
how
I
see.
I understand, but you ain't never. You're not listening to a song that's just bars. There's got to be a beat, right? Like you will. You are not listening to a song that is purely just somebody spitting bars.
Yeah. I am.
No, you're not. Name one
song. I know. I know. That was straight cat.
Okay, but like my point is,
mm-hmm.
I understand. Like you're trying to show your bars, and that's fine for a rap battle, but that's not music. This is like the cyphers are supposed to be like, hey, here's my music ability. You gotta rap. Like I understand Blueface don't rap on beat, but like the beat is still there. You can't just remove the beat and be like, yeah, I'm rapping.
Blueface make bot music, best music.
You know what? I'm just gonna avoid the argument. Anyway, is that your is that your synopsis of Double XL?
Oh no, I ain't done. We going through everyone.
I keep going.
Tierra Whack, Tierra Whack turned off the beat.
Yeah.
She dropped a couple bars in there. Meg Thee Stallion, low key. Oh God, I can't speak. I was thinking of a different language. My bad.
Don't disrespect.
Meg Thee Stallion, low key went off. Blueface bricked. I'm so sorry, boys. I'm gonna have to disrespect Blueface's name this time. This one and only time. This time, one and once and for all. He bricked. But he had a flame line. He said, I need me a Kim Possible to play with my Rufus. I hate.
Yo, shout out Kim Possible one time. That
shout out Rufus.
That
bro.
Show. Yo, shout out Rufus. No, but that show was heat.
It was.
Like.
No,
that,
we can't have that because people out here. Yeah, people out here breaking better. The entire Disney Channel.
Yep.
By making all these trash movies.
Yeah. But like, that was like elite show.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one that like you'd watch and you'd be like, yo, this heat.
It,
like
it
of
was.
All the shows on Disney Channel, what else was there?
Bro, there was Disney Channel or Disney XD? That's the question.
You think I know the difference?
Zeke and Luther?
Never seen it. Never heard of it.
Shake my head. God, it's like Captain Underwear or some shit. Not Captain
Oh,
Underwear.
Yeah, Captain Underpants.
No.
But
not
like
Captain
that was
Underwear. Those
trash
are the
too.
books. Those are the
No,
books,
no, no,
right?
no. Are they the books? But
You
I
know what
think
I'm talking
that
about?
was
He's like
also
the
a
daredevil.
show.
He's like the stunt devil, you know?
Nah, you
Alright,
lost
Corey
me.
in the house.
I've never heard of it.
What?
Corey in the house?
Yes.
Maybe I've heard of it, but never seen it.
Kick Buttowski. That's the show I'm talking about. On Disney XD.
Okay, I know what
Kicking
you're talking about. Never seen it.
it?
Never seen it.
Ah, yo,
Or
Phineas and Ferb.
okay, yeah.
Pair
But
of kings?
Phineas was for and Ferb was after Kim Possible.
Oh, you're trying to go back.
Like during Kim Possible's time, bro, nothing else. Kim Possible was
Oh, really? I don't
the
think so.
wave. What else was there?
I can't remember.
Anyway,
I
that's
know there
enough
was
of that
something.
sidetrack. Back to XL.
Make the stallion Loki snap. Blueface kind of brick.
Yeah.
Not kind of, very brick. Who else was there?
Gonna.
There was YBN Cordae. YBN
Yeah.
Cordae went off, bro.
Okay.
He was dropping bars upon your head top. What else was there? There was.
Got
Let me just
gonna.
put. Gunna did not show up to the cipher. Gunna said this on Instagram. When the ciphers dropped and he didn't show up for any of them, motherfucker posted on Instagram and said, "Fuck a freestyle. This style ain't free." That's some drip shit, bro. My man pulled
Yikes.
up for literally. He didn't do a freestyle. He didn't do a cipher. He literally
What?
pulled up just to get on the cover and
Like,
dipped.
literally, that's actually like, why did you make the pitch if you didn't want to be a part of it?
I don't know.
That's wild.
Rico Nasty. Rico Nasty was aight. Roddy Ricch. Roddy Ricch is another one. Completely forgot Roddy Ricch. Shout out to Roddy Ricch. Roddy Ricch went off. Comethazine. Comethazine was aight. And last one, but not least, DaBaby. I saved this one for the end. DaBaby went fucking off. Literally, one of the hardest verses I've heard.
I thought you
Straight up
said,
flame. Yeah,
but
what's up?
I thought you said the Cyphers were whack this year.
Yeah, I did.
But you just said most of the people were heat.
I said I. When did who did I say he? I said Meg Thee Stallion was heat. DaBaby was heat. Cordae was heat.
Okay, that's three. And who was not like even I? You said Blueface was trash.
Blueface, YK Osiris, Lil Mosey.
That's three. You're averaging okay there.
Yeah, no. Other years have been better, so it's not even worth your
Okay,
time.
okay,
All
okay,
right,
fair.
so what I'm gonna tell you this, what I'm
That's
gonna tell you
fair.
this, what you're gonna do is you gonna watch the Blueface, YBN Cordae, and Rico Nasty one, and you're gonna listen to Cordae,
Yeah.
and then and delete. He, I'm pretty sure Cordae goes first. No, Rico Nasty goes first. In the middle of the video, you're gonna watch Cordae, and then you're gonna close that. Then you're gonna go to Lil Mosey, YK Osiris, DaBaby, and Meg Thee Stallion. You're gonna watch that one. You're gonna skip to the halfway mark. When Meg Thee Stallion starts rapping, you're gonna watch that. And then right after that, you're gonna watch this entire 2 minutes of DaBaby dropping bars on the same beat that Lil Mosey said was ass. On the same one. How Lil Mosey gonna come out, be the first verse, and be like, who picked this sorry ass beat? And then DaBaby kill it on the beat.
Dude, I just, yeah, bro, if it's been done before, don't do it again. Especially not in the
What I
same
respect
place.
is this though. Lil Mosey went on a interview with a radio station. He was like, "Sorry, boys. I break my cipher. I don't do freestyles." I respect it. He owned up to it.
Yeah.
And on Twitter, he
Good
was
thing I could do
retweeting
that.
the memes that people are making of him.
Yeah.
I respect. It's full respect there.
Yeah.
But
No, that's
I
respect.
expect you to go off. Lil Mosey kind of heat with some of his tracks. Kamikaze, Boof Pack, Notice. That bitch
Yeah, but
is
like,
nice.
I mean, it's fair. Like, not everyone can freestyle, and I respect if he
The thing
actually
is.
tried. I can respect if he actually tried to freestyle, even if he knew he was just like bad at it. You know what I mean? Like, if he actually like pulled up and like tried to freestyle, which is probably why he looked like he forgot what he was saying. He was probably trying to come up with something. You know what I mean? He was actually
This is.
trying to freestyle instead of like coming with stuff prepared, which I can respect.
I'm pretty sure. Could be wrong. pretty sure ciphers are not necessarily freestyles. I'm pretty sure you can
Right.
have shit written down for a cipher.
Okay,
When it
but
comes,
it,
when they
but if he's
release
trying to
freestyles, they
explain,
release freestyles prior.
but if he's
Those
trying
you
to,
have to obviously freestyle.
but if he's trying to explain it away with "I don't do freestyles," then it's possible he freestyled the cipher.
The thing is, bro, he could have sat down a couple hours, dropped a nice verse.
He might not have known. He could, I and I don't know. Like, I can't really like it. I'm not gonna talk for him, but like, if he thought it was supposed to be a freestyle and he went out there and freestyled instead of writing bars, just so that he sounded good, I can respect that. You know what I mean? I can respect somebody who knows they're not good at something but will do it to honor the like their tradition instead of like trying to make themselves look good. You get
If
you
the
feel me?
baby, if the baby freestyled that, he gonna be a living legend.
Like I
Like
anyway,
in his
like
coming years.
I don't know, like that's just my take on it. Like if you do something knowing you're like trash at it, but like if you get voted to do something and you know it's gonna suck, but you do it the way it's supposed to be done anyway to honor the tradition of that thing, that's respects. I will take your L and I will hand it to you happily. Say, here, you sucked, but you know what? You honored it. So, respects.
I mean, I guess, but I would like something proper, personally.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I'm gonna quick sidetrack, because we talked about X earlier. How the hell X still coming out with new music?
Not gonna disrespect X name like that, but I have not been liking the music that's been coming out.
Well, so I don't think like I don't know what's going on. I'm assuming his studio's the one behind it, right? Like whatever, sorry, his label.
I'd believe so.
Like that's what makes sense, but like I'm assuming that they're just like he was probably like in the what's it called, the studio at some point in time, just like recording some stuff that never like made it as like tracks because he didn't like it or whatever, and then they're just taking those sound clips and like making songs out of them.
I mean, the thing is, he probably had a bunch of like hard verses, and like
But
they have
like
those in the
yeah.
vault. And they just need to like give them to people.
That's what I'm saying. So like I'm guessing he probably had stuff like recorded that like for whatever reason he didn't release. Like maybe he didn't like it. Maybe it just like wasn't finished or whatever. And the studio is just working with that. But it's like it's been like R.I.P. my man. But like when did he like? It's been like 2 years, hasn't it? Or am I tripping?
Time to do the research mid thing.
They've been draw like. Like there was like one song that came out after he died. I was like, hey, that's one, you know, like fine. And then another one, I
June
was like,
18th, 2018.
okay, so it's
A
been a
year ago.
year, over a year.
Yeah.
Still, I don't know how they keep that. I don't know how they still like. I how much did this man have in the vault? That's insane. And this is actually just in Cuba with Tupac, and then well.
He's just dropping heat.
He's
They
dropping
about to
heat
drop
sending
the
it back
hottest
home.
album of 2020. Bobby Shmurda, Tupac, the triple extension cord, as I like to call them. Bro, literally the first time I saw triple extension cord, I has not left my mind every
Oh
time I
my
see that
God,
name
dude,
now.
that is hilarious.
Dude, the picture, this is what the picture was too. It was literally an
It's
extension cord, and it was the hair from like the
yeah,
black and yellow
I
on
knew it.
it.
It's either that or it's instead of his hair, you just put black and yellow extension cords. It's one or the other.
whoa, I was gonna say something. Yeah, so the thing with that is, right, X didn't know he was gonna that
Yeah.
what was gonna happen, right?
Yeah.
So you don't know how much is gonna be in the vault.
Right,
But the
but
thing
like,
is, I'm gonna tell you this. 03 Greedo, you probably don't know who it is.
I
My
heard a
man
couple
got
stuff.
but you don't know like any of his backstory, do you?
No, I don't think so.
All right, so he got some like charges back in 2016 in Texas regarding some like drugs and gun possession and
The
whatnot.
usual.
He got caught for that, and then he a couple years back, I think it was 2017, he got sentenced to 20 years in prison.
Yeah.
So he knew what day he was going into prison.
Yeah.
All the way leading up to that, my man recorded 21 whole albums.
21 albums?
Yeah, in like a couple weeks.
Oh my days.
He went off. Like, so he basically knew the day, like, he going in. So, like,
Yeah.
With that knowledge, he popped off. What
Okay.
he been dropping? He been dropping bangers.
Yeah.
I ain't even front. He got some killer features, bro. It should be nice.
But like, I mean, that's the
If
difference, right?
he didn't go to prison, I guarantee you he'd be snapping right now
Okay.
with like how popular he was.
I mean, there's two parts to that. First of all, he went to for 20 years for drugs and a gun possession. That's wild. Okay.
Something like that.
That if that's like accurate, that's wild. But anyway, to the
Okay,
point.
here you go, here you go, here you go. In June 2016, Greedo was charged with possession of more than 400 grams of methamphetamine
Jesus.
and unlawful possession of a firearm by a felon.
Okay.
So he was a felon prior to that
Yeah,
and had a
yeah,
firearm.
yeah. How long did he get? Does it say?
20 years. 20 years in prison.
Okay, still shouldn't go 20 years. At least not to me. Like when I compare that to some other stuff that I hear done, and they don't get any time. It's like I don't know how that gets 20 years. Anyway, my point was, he knew he was going in. Right? He knew he wasn't gonna be able to make anything more after that point. So like, he went off in preparation for that. It's not like X knew he was gonna get popped.
Yeah, I know. That's what I prefaced with. That's what I was saying.
So it's like, yeah, it's possible he'd been snapping at the time, but like, it would have been one hell of a coincidence if he was. You know what I mean?
Now
Like,
he in Cuba.
yeah.
It was all set up, all
And
planned.
Cuba. Yo, I'm gonna take a vacation there one day. Yo, eggs. What's
Thanks, that
poppin',
you?
G? No, real talk.
Spotlight, moonlight,
Would you ever go on vacation to like Cuba or something like that?
Hell no.
Like, I know like a lot of
I heard some fucked up shit go down there.
yeah, like some. So here's what I hear. Those places like that, like Cuba, like Mexico and stuff like that. If you don't leave the resort, you're good.
Yeah.
But like,
But,
you
like,
leave
why
the
the fuck would I go to
resort.
Cuba if I'm just going to a resort?
Well, because it's like the water and the beach and yada 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 yada. I don't know. And I don't know how expensive it is. I don't know. The thing that I hear like is really nice is cruises.
Bro, okay, don't disrespect me like that again, bro. Think about it like this, all right? You say, yeah, I hear cruise is nice. All right, think about it, right? Imagine you in your house and your house moving, but you don't know it's moving. That's a cruise. You want a
Okay.
boat, which is basically your house, like you go sleep in a cabin or whatnot.
Sure.
You're on the water, it's moving.
Sure.
You don't know it's moving. Like, there's nothing to do. It's the same thing. You're just like,
I
it's a
didn't.
moving hotel. That's what I'm saying.
I didn't. I've been on
Yeah,
a
what's up?
cruise before, buddy.
Yeah, it was probably whack.
It was great.
Well, how was it great? Explain.
So the cruise that I did was in Egypt. It was a cruise along the Nile, and it stopped at like a bunch of like cities where like ancient Egyptian like monuments and like pyramids and stuff were built, right? So basically, you'd be on the cruise, it'd be in port, right? You'd get off for the day, you'd do whatever, yada yada yada, come back, eat dinner, whatever. There'd be like some form of entertainment at night on the cruise. You'd go to sleep and wake up in a different city. So like,
Aight, so that sound different than the cruise I'm thinking of.
basically, you're thinking of like an actual just like cruise
Like, it's
where
literally just, it
like,
goes from point
yeah,
A to point B,
no,
and the entire time you're on the ship.
no,
Like,
so
point
like,
B is end. It ends.
yeah, I understand. Like you're thinking of like the like those big cruise ships like that go like the one that like the Titanic. No, so like the
Yeah, like the Titanic, the successful one, right?
yeah, anyway, we're not. Anyway, so no, the cruise I'm talking about, like if you do a cruise of the Caribbean,
Yeah.
it's like what I did. So like you'd be in like one place, right? You'd spend the day there, go do whatever tourist attractions you want. You'd come back to the boat, and then you'd have dinner or whatever on the boat. There'd be like entertainment, drinks, whatever, and
Yeah.
then you'd go to sleep, and then you'd wake up in a different port. Right, the boat travels at while you're sleeping.
Yeah.
So like a cruise like that would be nice.
Yeah, no, that sounds nice. But what I'm thinking of sound trash.
Yeah, no. Like a cruise from destination to destination cruise is kind of like, I don't know, it's not my
What if
way.
I? Why? Why would you do it?
Like it's basically like, hey, I'm gonna go from like here to there on a cruise that's gonna take me like a couple days, where all I can do is whatever's on the boat, and then I'm gonna have to pay for a flight back. I'm
Yeah.
good on that.
Or just take a cruise back, you know?
Yeah, but cruises, like, I think cruises are usually expensive. Or relatively. Well, I
I have
don't
no
know.
clue.
I
Never
think
been on one.
relative to like staying in like I guess it's not, I don't know, man. Like the thing with a cruise is, right, if you're doing like what I was talking about, you get to visit a lot more than you would like usually. And like all like your costs are like in one place, right? Because the cruise provides you with food, provides you with lodging, provides you with entertainment, all in one, and transportation all in like one cost, right? So you pay the price of the cruise and you get basically everything. Whereas like if you were doing this like by land, like manually, right, you'd have to rent a car, if you could even drive where you were, like get a hotel room or an Airbnb or whatever, buy food yourself, do all that stuff yourself, and vet it all yourself, right? Best part about a cruise is like the cruise is like meant for tourists, so like everything on it should be safe. You know what I mean? Like there's big issues like with in like Egypt and stuff like that, like eating fresh like greens, like vegetables and stuff like that, because they use like different, I think it's like they use different pesticides than us, something like that. So like if you eat it, like there's a chance you'll get sick.
See.
Like because you're not used to that, like those pesticides and stuff like that, you'll get sick if you eat it, right? So that's just like an issue. But like if you go on the cruise and stuff like that, you can have that stuff because they're aware of it. Right? So they take care of that already. So it's like, I don't know. It's interesting. Like I think a cruise to me seems more interesting than like going and staying in a resort for like 5 days in Cuba. You know what I mean? Because the resort would be lit for like day one and then like day two and then like it's done. I've done everything in
I
those 2 days.
think in 2 days you'll be able to clap out everything you wanted to
I
do
mean,
at the
it
resort.
depends how big the resort is, but like I don't see any resort where it's gonna take you more than 2 days to do like everything there.
I'm thinking you spend like a whole day basically outside beach
Yeah,
vibes, you know,
yeah.
and then the other day is like basically everything inside the resort,
Yeah,
and then you're done.
and like who knows like what actually is in the resort, like it's
It
probably
could be
like a
absolutely
pool and
nothing.
stuff. It's like a pool and stuff. Well, I just there's a beach right there. I'm just
I'm
hanging
gonna
by the
just go
beach.
get bitten by a shark.
Yeah, like y'all pool is nice and stuff, but like that's a beach. I
Yeah, I
don't
only
know.
like hotter beaches.
I don't know if y'all know about the beach, but like there's a beach right there. So I'm gonna just be over there if it's all the same to you guys. Just,
Beach?
I'm gonna just be at the beach.
You wait, you guys have a pool? Yeah,
I'll be at the
there's a
beach.
beach?
I'll be at the beach.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, catch me at the beach.
Yeah. Beach.
Ali, some
Yeah.
bars for you, some bars for you.
I
You're
had to
right.
spit them.
No, not bars, like chill, chill,
Oh.
chill. Like, but yeah, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. I say that basically
I
everything. I'm trying
come
to drop some
to
facts.
your
Some
hood.
facts for you,
Yeah.
right? I don't know if you listen to some of the songs I've been playing, but some Shoreline Mafia songs, right?
I do believe I've heard a couple.
I watched this interview where Shoreline Mafia, they were getting interviewed, and then the person asked them why the name Shoreline Mafia.
Great question.
And this is straight drippy, drippy, so drip, so wet, so clean. My man said, "Cause the shoreline is where the wave starts, and we be starting all the waves." That's
Damn.
some bars.
I
That's
mean,
some bars right there.
I don't know that that's accurate, but that's still some bars, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, they be going off. They have
No,
popped off.
I don't know that the beach is where the shoreline is where the
The shoreline is
waves.
where the wave starts. It is.
Is the shoreline the same as like where the water hits like where like the beach like officially like goes underwater? You know what I mean? Like if I'm sitting at the
Actually,
very edge of the beach right before the ocean, am I at the shoreline?
we gonna say that's how it works, even if it don't.
Cause
That's
like
a bar.
I and maybe I'm confused between wave and tide, but like to me the wave is coming into the beach, you know what I mean? Like it's not starting at the beach.
Ali, the shoreline is where the waves start. Don't disrespect that name like that
True,
again. No, you don't
true.
have to bring
I
facts
mean,
in here.
hey, it's better than a race rumor.
Ray Shremmer. Yo, how'd you
Yeah.
guys come up with the name?
Yeah, we liked drummers here, and so we just put it backwards.
And then we got Ray Shremmer.
Yeah, but like, why
Damn,
drummers here?
when you say the second part of their name, it literally sounds like you're speaking in reverse.
Yeah. Well, I
Shremmer?
mean, you are.
Yeah.
You literally
Wait, you
are.
are. I'm such an idiot. Holy shit.
Oh my God. Speaking of race rumor, these
Wait, so
mans.
you're telling me, wait, hold up.
Yep.
If I say it into like a Snapchat or something and I play it in reverse, I'll hear ear drummers or drummer's ear.
I mean, you should, theoretically, but I doubt you're pronouncing it properly when you say it backwards. Like, ear
I'm
backwards
gonna
is
try
not
this. I'm gonna try
Ray.
this. I'm gonna try this.
You know what I mean? Like, ear backwards is not Ray. Like, it's spelled backwards, but pronounced like it would be forwards. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't.
Ear. Rear. Rear. Yeah,
Yeah,
instead
you know
of
what I mean?
something like a Ray. Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I'm not gonna try it. Never
Like
mind. That shit gonna be
like
whack.
yeah, I don't think it will work, but
Yeah, no, you're saying
anyway.
something about Ray Shermer.
Yeah, are these means like officially like split?
All I've seen is that Slim Jimmy is what is his name? Swae Lee's son. That's what I've seen.
Yeah, like I haven't heard them on a track together in time.
Time to check Spotify.
And
Gotta do my fact checks mid podcast.
Swae Lee's been like just like featured on a bunch of stuff, so. Well, although they did have that one, the one
Not
song,
a year.
wasn't it? What was it called though? Powerglide. But I don't know when that came out. I think Powerglide was after like all the Swae Lee stuff, wasn't
Don't know.
it was before Sunflower, but after the other one, the one with French Montana.
Yeah, I think they split up.
Really?
I don't know, Ray Sherman, a Shrews fan, they are not splitting.
Yeah, I mean, they're brothers, right? So I'd be
Yeah.
surprised if they split, but I haven't heard them drop anything in time. Anyway, yeah, it's just a thought.
I mean, if they don't split, where the fuck the music at? That's the real question.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're taking a break. People do that.
Potentially, bro. Swae Lee been making bands on bands with
Yeah, he's just
people
been
he been on.
on fire features. So he's been
Swae
doing
Lee,
well.
feature artist. Slim Jimmy, questionable artist.
Slim Jimmy and non-existent. What?
I'll be at the beach. I'll be at the
You'll be at
beach
the
if you need
beach.
me.
Yeah, I'll just be over there. You see
Yeah,
those
in that
umbrellas? Yeah.
general vicinity.
By the
Oh,
umbrellas, with the
where the
chero.
shoreline with the waves? Yeah,
Yeah.
I'll be
I'll be
there.
tanning there.
Yeah.
Waiting for that tide to go out and then back in. You know what I'm
Tide
saying?
to go?
Tide pods?
Oh, holy shit, bro! I literally just thought of something.
Yo.
I literally just thought of some sick joke. That holy shit, my brain be working like this. Get you some Tide to go, so you always got the wave on you, so you always keep that drip. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
That's the Tide commercial in the hood.
Sheesh. I just thought of that too. Someone probably thought of that before me, but
Yeah.
my brain be
Could you
working like
imagine
that.
that? It's just a Tide commercial in the hood. You just got LeBron pull up. Yo.
He takes off the durag, he starts tied to going his hair, his fresh
Yo,
waves.
get that Tide to go.
Sheesh.
So you always got that wave on you. Pulls off the durag, just wave check. Just man's like, ooh.
Wait, check, wait, check.
Wave check
Yeah.
on
He
three.
pulls out
Ooh.
the durag. It's like mad nappy. It's like it looks ugly.
Yeah.
He whips out the tied to go real quick, touches it on his hair, boom, fresh waves, instant waves.
No. I need. Whips up the durag, puts it on, puts the tie to go on the durag, whips off the durag, just perfect wave. Boom.
Perfect wave, 100%. But it's a one-time use. That's the thing.
Just
It's like,
toss.
yo, you could use
Tosses.
it multiple times to clean your clothes, but you only got one time use
Yeah,
for the
yeah.
drip.
He just tosses it away like the heavy sniper reload in Fortnite. Toss away
Yeah,
that
just
clip.
fucking
Just I'm
chucks it
knowing
into a different
that.
match. I swear they chuck it into a different match, bro. That shit goes. Shit
Yeah, I know.
flies.
LeBron just tosses it. Three-pointer goes in. Nothing but
Yeah, and
net.
then he ends off the commercial saying Taco
Yeah,
Tuesday.
I'll see you
That'll
guys
call
at
LeBron a
I'll see you
goon.
guys at the Lakers game. Cheers.
Yeah, no, I'll be at the beach. I'll be at the beach if you need me.
Yo, Clippers, I'll be at the beach. Kawhi
Yeah, I'll be there.
and Clippers, I'll be at the beach.
Bro, people still like 6 months is still so obsessed with
I
Kawhi. Like,
know, I know.
leave
Apparently,
him
he pulled up.
alone.
Ugh, dude. Leave this man alone. He's got a wife and kids, man.
Literally. At least I think he has kids.
I'm pretty sure he does have at least a kid. I believe he has a
I
daughter.
think.
I could be completely wrong on that, as usual. You know, standard. Just gotta throw that nice could be wrong on it.
Yeah,
No
yo,
matter
I'm
what
not
I
a
say.
professional, but in
Yeah,
my advice, in my opinion.
in my opinion, he's got a daughter.
Always preface anything you're gonna say with fucking, yo, I might be wrong, but shit, when it
No.
goes downhill, you'd be like, I told you I could be wrong.
You hit it with the Conor McGregor. You know, this is what I'm saying, but I've been wrong before. Dude, I
That interview was one of the GOAT
said that with
interviews.
everything now. Because I was trying to predict an exam one time, and like usually I'm spot on, right? This one time the guy put on a question that like made no sense. Like he'd already tested it on the midterm, and we hadn't done it, like we hadn't expanded on that topic since the midterm. So there's no real reason to put it on the final, right? He put it on the final anyway. So from that time, like everyone came up, they were like, "Al, yo, you put that question on the final." I was like, "But I've been wrong before." So whenever I go to predict anything now, I'm like, "This is what I think. I think it'd be really stupid if they did this, but I've been wrong before." So no one can come at me pissed now.
I think McGregor was in fact wrong in that statement that he
I
made.
think he was indeed wrong again. That is what
I'll have him down on the mat, head
I
bouncing off the canvas. Cuts to a quick clip of McGregor in the corner being suffocated by Khabib.
Dude,
I've been wrong
the
before.
Khabib memes were honestly so funny. The bear, did you ever see the one that was the tiny bear that came to the door? It was like a little bear
The one
cub.
Khabib wrestled?
No, it was like it was after that, right? But like
Oh,
it was a bear cub
yeah.
came to the door. He just had his head in the door. He was like, "Miss Nagurma, what is his name?
Nurmagomedov.
Miss Nurmagomedov, is Khabib free to play today?" She got me every
Where's he
time.
from? Where's he from again?
I think Russia, or like
Yeah, I
some like
know.
something
What's
in
the
Russia.
city? The city's name was sick, I think.
I don't remember. I
Khabib.
want to say like that one like
City.
part of Russia that no one talks about, but like I don't think that's actually it.
Oh, his middle name is Abdulmanapovich.
He's from a. He's from.
Dagestan, Dagestan. Dagestan, that's a sick name. Back in Dagestan, me and my father.
My father going beat me for that, but
Yes.
it's okay.
This
Did
is
they?
respect sport.
Speaking of which, did they ever like what ha ended up happening with that? Do you know?
I'm pretty sure Khabib got charged because he fought whatever the guy's name was, Dylan Francis, you know?
Like after the
Dylan
match,
Francis is the
because
DJ.
I know like after the match was over, like he started like beating up that guy who like
It's
jumped
Dylan
in.
something, I think.
Yeah, so like I couldn't remember like if he was getting kicked out of the. Like, there was talk
Oh
that he
yeah,
might get
something
kicked out of
like
the
that.
MMA,
I'm
but I
pretty
don't know
sure
what
he's
happened.
back in. I'm pretty sure he's in.
Yeah, I honestly don't know what happened. I don't think they stripped him.
I don't know. I have no clue.
Like it would be bad for them if they kicked him out and then just like stripped him of the title, because he was undefeated.
Yeah.
So like he
He
like
was a sight to
any
see.
fight he's in would be such a money making event that it'd be wild. So anyway. It'd be a bad business decision, I think.
Definitely.
Anyway. Yeah, I don't know. That's just my
That's my 2 cents.
Yep. But you know, I've been wrong before.
Yeah, you have been wrong before.
Indeed I have.
I've never
Unfortunately.
been wrong a day in my life. I've never capped a day in my life. I've never been wrong a day in my life.
He says after capping in this very podcast.
Huh? Yeah, I'll be at the beach.
Yep,
I'll be at the
all right,
beach if you
that's what
need
I
me.
thought. Yeah, I'll be at the beach.
I'll be at the beach. I'll be doing my wave checks at the beach. Imagine lifeguards at the beach, right? Doing wave checks.
Didn't anyone ever pull up on you to do a
Wave
wave
check.
check?
No, aside
No.
actually.
Yeah,
Side pull up on wave check, wave check.
wave check.
Sides waves stay clean.
What wave?
Yeah, side. You haven't seen sides waves.
Yeah, I've seen his beard waves, that's about
You
it.
haven't seen his head top waves. When he hits you with that wave check, you'll know.
Yeah.
Once you see it, you'll see it. It's
No one
just
ever does a wave check
waves.
on me. I think it's part of the afro.
Hell
It's
yeah,
kind of
sorry
hard
to
to
tell you
wave.
this, but I don't think people like you, dog.
Listen, man, Just because everyone's afraid of me doesn't mean they don't like me.
Allie, you built like a half-eaten churro dipped
Yeah,
in
you ever had a churro, Eddie?
grass. Yo, churros fucking hit.
So when I went to Spain, like that, we went to a specialty churro place, cause it's Spanish, right? Man,
Okay.
they serve it to you like you're supposed to get it with like a, it's hot chocolate, but it's not hot chocolate.
Liquid chocolate, molten
No,
chocolate.
yeah, more like molten chocolate. Like it's hot chocolate, but it's super thick. So what you do is you take the churro, you dip it in the hot chocolate, and then you eat
Yeah.
it. Elite.
I've seen that before.
Elite.
Churros, bro, just, oh my God, cinnamon sugar? Like, boy, who thought of that? Who's like, yo, let me put some cinnamon in this sugar, make a bop real quick.
I mean, shit. I don't know, man.
Should be hitting, should be hitting.
Should be hitting Indy. Yo, do
Yo,
you ever? Yeah.
yo, what's up?
Now
Go
go.
ahead. Yeah, you go.
Now you go.
I'll be at the beach. Go ahead.
I saw. So while I was at the beach, I was thinking of taking this time to do a shout out to our newest sponsor. Can't afford
Yo,
sponsors here.
Ali, you sure you don't want to come down to the waves? The waves be hitting, dog.
No, I'm good. I'm shouting out our new sponsor. Yo, who sponsored this one?
Wave check.
Yeah, so today's sponsor, guys, is WaveCheck. Now, I didn't used to be like a avid fan of WaveChecks, but WaveCheck reached out. They were like, "Yo, try our new product, the Tide Puller 3000." And from that point on, I was amazed. I was sold.
I've been dripping ever since.
Like, listen, okay, you pull the Tide Puller 3000, okay? I don't know how to explain it, right? You pull it out. It looks like a Tide to Go stick, but it's on a whole different level, okay? The Tide to Go stick gives you a nice wave, okay? The Tide Puller, not only does it give you that wave, it's not even a one-time use, okay? The Tide Puller pulls all the hose to you, okay? Gets them wet on sight, okay? And you dripping. All from the Tide Puller. It's the perfect all-in-one product. For
But
those.
there are side effects, guys. So sorry. There's one major side effect. So with this much drip, you know, it's gonna be dripping off you. You're not gonna be able to hold all this drip on you. When it drip off, you
Listen.
might slip.
Listen.
You can't be slipping on no drip though. You gotta watch
You
out.
can only be slipping on semen, no homo. But
Exactly.
I
I
mean,
got
like,
that man up out
listen.
of there. We slipping on semen.
No homo.
These parts of the story I don't like to tell. ASAP Ferguson in the corner. Yeah, I'll be at the beach. I don't know about you, Rocky. I'll be at the beach.
Anyway, guys, so check out the Tide Puller, her product from WaveCheck.
Yeah, guys,
Yeah,
we invented
link in the
it.
description.
Link in the description. All right, so Ali, just gonna redirect them to like, I don't know, some random shit, right?
Some porn site.
Yeah, but.
Anyway, how's the beach?
Beach pretty good, doc.
Oh my God.
That's that 8D audio. That's that depth perception right there.
True.
I think it's about time we wrap up, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I listen up, boys. Lefties,
It's
Bucktees,
time.
Wasteman, Mandems,
You know
all of
what it
the above.
is. You know how
You
it
know what
be.
time it is. Everyone's favorite segment, my favorite segment, your favorite segment, your
The
auntie
only
favorite
segment.
segment, the only segment
This
because y'all some snakes, but that's okay.
good for another day.
Wasteman of the week, that gonna have to go to my boy Isu. Now shout out the boy Isu. You know Isu doesn't usually lead me wrong. You know
Yeah,
he's usually
I
the
need one
boy.
sec, one sec, one sec. I'm
Yeah.
gonna just head to the beach real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I need.
Yo, what's up?
How's it over there?
It's good. I'm just doing Wasteman of the Week.
I'm gonna enjoy the beach.
I bet, wait. I'll take care of this real quick.
I see.
All right, so the boy Isu, shout out to boy Isu, he don't usually leave me wrong. But, man did me dirty. Man did me wrong. Sure, I may have my faults, Sure, I may have my downfalls. But you can't do the boy like this, There's some disrespect. This is some disrespect on my culture. Disrespect on my name. Disrespect on my family. Can't do me like this. All right, listen. So I'm playing Minecraft, right? Let's start there. So I'm playing Minecraft, and I'd be you know, I'd be I like the grief servers, you know, I like to body a couple things, but not to the extent of ruining any progress that was made. You know, I'm gonna go collect my own shit. I'm gonna do it up, and I'm gonna fuck with people. I'll murder people. Wave check.
Yo, what happened? Sorry, I was.
Did you get a wave check?
Yeah. Ty's are coming in though. I what were you saying? Keep going.
Yeah. So, So I go collect my own materials. I build my own shit. I fuck with people. You know, pretty sure I'm undefeated in a standard bow battle. If you want to hit me up, just swing. I'm in the Discord. Y'all pull up to the Discord. Feta cheese sandwich. You already know who it be.
Pull up for some.
Tell me, I got you. No armor.
Bed wars. You know, standard.
No armor, just a bow. No enchantments. Straight up. I'll dome you. It's over. I'll murk you. Don't disrespect my name like that again, right? But pull up if you want it. If you want the work, hands ready to eat for everyone. Bow's rated B for
bitches.
Bitches. Y'all some bitches. Right. Yeah, I'm undefeated in my bow antics. So I clap people on that. Basically what happened was I've been pulling up. I pull up to the house. I was like, I think it's time I make some TNT. So I made some TNT. I made me a flint and steel. I pull up to they big house, they big mansion. I look at Isu. I smack him. Just so I get his attention. While he's looking at me, he's not in the call at this time. I place the TNT down on the ground. He breaks it. So what I do, I place another one. I had three. I place the second one, and I whip out my flint and steel, and I just look at it, look at him, look at it. He breaks it again, and then starts murdering me. He killed me like three times in a row. So I was like, this is the end of me on this server. What do I do? I must grief. So I pulled up to their chest. I started yoinking diamonds, gold. I started yoinking all this stuff. If only I got a couple TNT up, that's when it would have been blessed. But unfortunately, I was banned. My spawn location was set somewhere else. And then I was proceeded to be banned. So sad, you know. I thought I had it in the bag. But I guess I ain't have it in the bag. So Wasteman of the Week going to have to go out to Isu, you know. It was just a harmless gesture. And then it's all his fault, honestly. You can't disrespect me and say it was my fault. On the dead homies.
Yikes. Hey, man. I'd just be fishing, you know? I'd be at the beach.
I'd be at the... What?
Don't matter. IRL, yeah. In-game, don't matter. I'm at the beach.
What was that? What was
Minecraft,
that?
Yeah. GTA, I'm at the beach.
Yeah. I'll be at the beach.
You okay? Yeah, I'll be what at the that? Beach.
Yeah, beach.
Yeah, I'm on that new wave. I take my laptop with me to the beach and I play Minecraft so I can be at the beach on the beach.
With a beach. And then you in Minecraft you also got a beach. Sheesh. You're trying to be my Roblox girlfriend or what, doc?
Or what, doc? Pull off. Yeah, shout out Roblox. Game was elite.
Roblox was in fact elite.
We played it what once?
Yeah, bro, we played proper in that shit.
Yeah, because we're too cheap to buy Gary's mod.
Hell yeah. I had Hell the game, yeah. But y'all didn't have it.
Listen, man. Broke boys be broke.
That's facts.
We stay broke. It don't broke matter how life. Much money I make. I'm still forever going to be a broke
I'm still
boy.
Eating Costco.
Yeah, I'm still going to the beach. You know why? Beach is free.
What was that?
Beach is free. I'm going to the beach.
What was that? I'm at the beach.
Yeah, stay there. I'm coming.
Yo, Ali.
Yeah, I'm at the beach.
I think we're going to have to sign off at the beach.
Aight, I'm good.
I bet. It's been a good podcast, boys.
Yeah.
We're going to be chilling. We just chilling at the beach.
Yeah, we got...
This is me signing off. I'll see y'all next week.
Peace out for now.
Peace.